that OT
win? Well, it's always exciting to win in overtime. I mean, it's why they call it sudden death. And it was a good win for us. We felt early in the game we probably would have an advantage coming out. They didn't play last weekend. You don't know how you're going to respond and, you know, how you're going to be if you're a little sluggish to start the game. And we knew they'd have some push in the second. And, you know, their top player scores a goal to, you know, get the momentum back in their favor. But I thought we had a, you know, big goal at the end of the second period to go back up 3-2. And, you know, they made a good play going to the net where it bounced off them and it went in. But, you know, leave it to our older guys, our captains. Bish made a big block right at the buzzer. You know, sometimes those plays get out and don't even get noticed. And then obviously Kloos making the play in overtime. A nice pass from Sheehy to get the game winner.
Mike Smetula tonight got a goal and assist. He was winning a lot of puck battles in front of the net, crashing the net. What do you like about his play?
Well, that's the way he plays. I mean, he's a bulldog, and that's what makes him effective. He's physically strong. He's got good quickness at first step, and he's good around the net. And that's where he scores, you know, his goals. And obviously, you know, that line did some good things tonight. Gates had a nice pass in there. I think with Sheehy scored at the end of the second period. So we did some good things tonight, but we're gonna have to be better tomorrow in some areas.
You guys have been constantly out shooting teams over the last several weeks. Is that more credit to what your offense can do with the pressure, or is it also the defense too?
Yeah, I think it's always a combination of a group of five when you play. I mean, it's never just the defense, or it's never just the forwards. I mean, you got to play as a group of five. So, you know, we've been generating shots. I think one area we've done a better job is getting some more pucks through from our defensemen that we were maybe before Christmas, something we've tried to concentrate on, and we've been around the net more. But I think our D are doing a better job getting us, you know, in the neutral zone and transition, and then being more involved in the offense.
Vinny Letteri and Leon Burstead had a lot of chances on that. You had Taylor Camerata on that line tonight too. What did you like from those three?
Well, I mean, they had some chances. I mean, again, you got to look at the film to see, you know, how anybody actually plays and start tallying up scoring chances for and against. But you know, they're responsible. They're veteran. You know, Vinny has played a lot of center. We moved him back with Tommy's absence. So, you know, some good shifts. I mean, Cammy had an assist in the one goal. Now they just have to start to develop some chemistry.
What do you think Wisconsin did to come back in that second
period? I think just when you score, that gives you momentum. You know, and right away, I think it was their second shift of the period and kind of rolls around and puts a nice shot down low on the blocker. And when you score, now it's 2-1, that gives you momentum. I thought we had some chances to come back and score earlier in the period than we did. And then I think at times we got a little bit too passive and started to turn some pucks over that shortened up the rink for them.